Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Seemingly unrelated political decisions often impact wildlife resources and lead to a cascade of unanticipated events in the most unlikely of places. That U.S. policy in Iraq and Iran could suddenly influence my daily biological work in the spectacular Lacassine marshes of southwestern Louisiana is a good example. The nexus involves humans' peculiar obsession with fish eggs, and the storyline goes like this. Caviar, with origins in the Middle East, was a hot commodity in American markets until the late 1970s, when all imports from Iraq and Iran were banned for alleged bad behavior. Not to be outdone with the loss of two of the world's largest caviar exporters, U.S. markets turned to eggs of native paddlefish, and prices for this heretofore inconsequential commodity soared. Suddenly, in 1984, the bayous, and especially the Mermentau River that braided the Lacassine marshes, were filled with nets of non-resident commercial fishermen seeking the abundant and totally unregulated paddlefish resource. Paddlefish are prehistoric in appearance and physiology and have been around since 50 million years before the first dinosaur showed up. They are unique in having a large paddle-shaped snout called a rostrum, which comprises a third of their body length. Once thought to be used as a shovel for rooting up food items, the rostrum is now known to be filled with electrical receptors that can detect tiny zooplankton, their primary food. As filter feeders, they swim through the water with their huge mouth agape, like a whale shark. They are one of the largest freshwater fishes in North America, exceeding 5 feet in length and weighing more than 100 pounds. Paddlefish are slow to mature, and females don't breed every year. Native to the Mississippi River Basin, they are known to make long migrations of as much as 2,000 miles. Once common in 22 states, they have vanished from 11 and are endangered in several more. Overfishing, sedimentation in spawning sites, and development, especially dams, have caused declines. In North Louisiana, paddlefish are called spoonbill catfish, though they are not a type of catfish. The Cajun fishermen around Lacassine call them spatule, or belle dame, and because they have a cartilaginous skeleton instead of sharp bones, they were relished as food for children. These local folks were the first to raise the alarm when the assault on paddlefish began, resulting in a closure of the commercial fishery in 1986. Today, the commercial harvest of paddlefish and their eggs is still prohibited, but recreational anglers can take 2 fish per day with some restrictions. Paddlefish remain a unique component of Louisiana's diverse aquatic fauna. Barring political complications, their future appears bright.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.